Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris in Cranford. What's going on, Chris?
Boomer.
Yeah, Chris.
If you ruin my work from home arrangement, we're going to have a problem, my friend.
Yeah.
I get to work from home. I get to do more work. I get to spend more time with my kids. I don't have to pay these commuting costs. And right now I'm actually going to the office, sitting here in traffic, and it's a waste of my life. So I would be careful, brother. It works for a lot of people.
Hey, Chris, let me ask, Chris, is your employer paying less for the real estate that they have the office for you to sit your ass in?
That's not my problem.
Oh, yeah, of course it's not your problem. Of course it's not. It's only the person who's paying that bill, that problem. How about if we just say, look, you can work from home, but we're going to take 15% of your salary.
Hold on, Chris, let him talk.
Chris, I'm just going to put you on hold for a second, Chris. We're going to take 15% of your salary so you can work at home because we have to pay for real estate that we're not using. How's that sound?
Hey, buddy, it's going to be a problem.
Okay, all right, we get it.
Beating his same point.
I know. You want to stay at home, I understand, and you want to play with your kids and all that other stuff as opposed to giving your 8 hours at work.
Yeah, I mean, for me, coming into work and having that separation is key. Even though I'm not working as long of a day as someone who would have a 9-to-5, but I don't think that it's healthy, really, especially when you got kids in school, too, is on top of that. It's not like you're spending all the time. Sabrina's in school now, so I'd see her. I wouldn't even see her. It would be the same thing. I'd be in the room doing the show, and I might be able to say, hey, have a great day. But outside of that, it wouldn't be that much different.
Here's the thing, though. The other thing about coming to work and being with each other is that you are collaborating together in face-to-face.
Yeah.
You're not Zooming. Somebody's not running behind you naked. You know, right. There's not all these different distractions that you normally have when you're at home. Some people are professional and do a very good job and probably have a job where they can do it from home. But a lot of other people, you know, they have employers who are paying high real estate fees for them to come to the office.
Yeah. Now, I have a job, obviously, that I love. Not a lot of people do love their job, so I understand. But for me, coming in here, I didn't like it when I was home all that long, and I was actually asking to come in sooner than I did because we couldn't be in the same studio, and I had to sit over here, and all this was nonsense that was going on.
Everything overreaction, you know, for 2.5 years.
Right. But for me, I mean, I think when people stay at home the whole time, too, they're like, your whole mentality, it's warped.
Yeah, but you end up losing the interaction with people on a daily basis. Yeah, it's great for your kids, and it's great for your home life, and it's great for you. But sometimes it doesn't work for your employer or the amount of money that they have to spend in the real estate expenses where, you know, they wouldn't have had to have spent that money if it were after Nile. You know, if it comes after 2020 and you have a whole new work way of doing things,
yeah,
then you can adjust and you can basically set it up the way that you want to. But if you have a long-term lease commitment that started before 2020 and it goes to like 2030 or 2035, and now all of a sudden people want to stay at home and you have all this real estate that's not being used, you can't get out of it.
Let's go to Mark in Huntington quickly. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Just wanted to talk about Boomer was talking about people that work at home should make less, which because of the commute, which doesn't really make any sense. Because if you take that logic further, then the guy that can walk to his office in 10 minutes should make less than the guy that has to commute an hour and a half from the island.
fair? Is that a fair point?
I tie it all to, there's a lot of expenses that go into running a company.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest expenses is your real estate costs. And, you pay people a living wage, especially if you're a white-collar worker, that if you have to come into the office, part of that is paying for that commute that you take. Maybe here, let's just give you an example. Let's say you make $75,000 here. Maybe if you're working in Cincinnati, it's $55,000.
Mm-hmm.
What they're taking into account is the expense of living here in New York. How many times have people said, I can't live in New York because I can't make enough money here, and the cost of living's too expensive, that kind of thing.
Right. That's why salaries are larger here than some of those other cities.
Exactly. But it also, this is one of the reasons why, companies spend a lot of money. Odyssey's spending a lot of money on this real estate.
Sure. And they're paying it either way, right?
They're going to pay it either way. But, right. The other thing, too, is are you sure that your employees are doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, sometimes there's metrics for that.
Right. Are they collaborating with one another? Are they talking to each other? Do they come up with great ideas by sitting around a table and talking or going out to lunch with one another?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.